From their mountain homes to the streets of the small town of Uripa, high up in the Andes. Hundreds of farmers joined in. They marched, demanding their rights to promises former President Pedro Castillo made during his campaign. Lidia Pillaca says she will not give up on the expectations she had when she voted for him 18 months ago.
The laws are made to favor the rich. We don't have a voice or a vote. We want a constituent assembly to close Congress, and we want President Dina Boluarte to resign. She does not represent us.
Many protesters here say Castillo's removal from office and arrest make him a political prisoner.
Disolver.
Castillo ordered the dissolution of Congress and the arrest of the prosecutor investigating him on corruption allegations. Now he faces charges of rebellion and up to 20 years in prison.
Pedro Castillo won with more than 80% of the vote, although people here say he didn't fulfill any of the promises he made. They say it's the lawmakers' responsibility because they did not allow Castillo to work.
Without Castillo, these farmers see their expectations for better living conditions slipping away. They blame the new president, Dina Boluarte.
Castillo promised agrarian reforms and we voted for him. But now Boluarte has betrayed us. She was our sister, but now we want her out.
For a month, Peru has witnessed protests, death and destruction. The country is in a state of emergency. Farmers here are continuously on strike, taking turns to block the main highway.
We are so tired, all of us, the elderly, children, but we're all taking part in the fight. It's the only way. If they don't listen to us, we will continue with our fight.
1 month on, Pedro Castillo is a symbol fading away. But the people of Uripa say his promises are now a force for renewed hope. And the only way for change, they say, is to continue fighting. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Uripa, Apurímac.